40 days ago, on an evening, though a little bit later, we celebrated the glorious resurrection of the eternal Son of God and Son of Mary, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And today, 40 days after, we celebrate on this very holy night and holy day altogether the fact that He who was with us and for 40 days after His resurrection walked among us in His risen body and showed Himself to the disciples and apostles, and the Gospels say about 500 others, and many rose from the dead because of it. Today, He commands the apostles and the Blessed Mother to go with Him. And they go to Mount Tabor. And of course, we have a remembrance of that always when we have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament and benediction, which we shall have after this Mass. A very important part of our Thursday worship in this traditional shrine and parish of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. And on top of the monstrance is placed, and it's not always done, but it should be done, it is very traditional, on an instrument, a sort of throne, and some are more beautiful than others, and we place a monstrance with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament in it, on this, and it is called a Tabor, from Mount Tabor, the mountain from which our Lord ascended into heaven. And the angels appear. And of course, it always says X number of men dressed in white. They did not yet understand everything, even while they were writing this. They were angels. They appeared and said, "Men of Galilee, why are you looking up? This same Son of God and Son of Man, whom you have seen taken up from you." And it's very realistic. Taken up from you. He no longer walks among us in the same way. He no longer is visible or tangible to us. We can no longer touch Him or kiss Him or put our fingers in His hands or our hand in His side, as St. Thomas Didymus requested. We now depend totally and completely upon His presence in the Most Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist and the Most Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, which includes the Passion, Death, and Resurrection, and glorious Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ in His human body. And as He does so, He takes Him with Him to heaven, something that belongs to us, to you and to me. He takes our human nature because He was true God and true man. A completely true human nature, except for sin. And so, indeed, He was given to us, and like the men or the angels say to the apostles and disciples, and the Blessed Mother, who was also there, "Men of Galilee, why do you look up? This same Jesus who has been taken up from you will come down in the same way as you have seen Him ascend." And of course, they're speaking about the return of the Lord, which we await in glory. In the meantime, as we shall start tomorrow, we will also obey His command. He told them to go back to the cenacle, the same place where He had celebrated the Last Supper, the first Mass, and to pray for the gift of the Paraclete, the third person of the Trinity. St. John the Baptist baptized with water. You will be baptized by the Holy Spirit. The third person of the Trinity, the Paraclete, who will show us everything. He will take care of our spiritual life and of our salvation if we listen to him till the end of time. And so tomorrow we begin the wonderful novena to the Holy Spirit, which has been prayed by the Church since the time of the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. With the Blessed Mother, the Apostles and Disciples, praying for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And of course, it was very appropriate that she, who was the most chaste spouse of that same Holy Spirit, should be in charge of praying for us. She sat in the middle, and St. Peter and all the apostles and the disciples all around her, about 120 in all, praying for the gift of the Holy Spirit, that he may be given to us. And of course, she had already received him at her birth, her conception, the Immaculate Conception, and throughout all her life, and in a very special way, when she agreed to become the mother of the Son of God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So what a wonderful day we celebrate today. However, as someone else mentioned, and of course they may have heard me say it last year, it is a bittersweet day. It is a happy day because it is the glorious ascension of Jesus Christ, true God and now true man, into heaven, where he sits at the right hand of the Father, and with the Father sends the Holy Spirit. But it is also sad. And I cannot imagine what the Blessed Mother and the Apostles felt like on that day when he was taken away from them. Because they knew that though they would have him, he would be with them as he is with us. It would be a different presence. It would be a spiritual presence. And they would never be able to walk with him or to hear his voice or to touch his hands and his face. So today, let us unite ourselves to the Blessed Mother and the Apostles and the disciples as we celebrate this joyful yet sad day of the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven, body and soul. And of course, the sacred liturgy in its rubrics says that at the end of the Gospel, the priest would extinguish the Paschal candle, that candle that was blessed on Easter Vigil, and which was descended into the lustral water three times to glorify the lustral water, and which we have lit at every Mass and Vespers since then till today. Now we have put that out, and it will be put by the baptismal font after Mass and benediction, where we will use it only sparingly to remind us of the resurrection, to remind us of the ascension, to remind us of the return in glory at the end of time, and in the meantime, the coming of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.